I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Finance Committee to order this morning. It's 9 a.m., March 27th, 2007. With me this morning is Senator Hoffman, Senator Huggins, Senator Dyson, Senator Thomas, Senator Elton. We have two bills on the agenda today. We have Senate Bill 85 extending the state medical board. We also have House Bill 108 extending the Board of Marine Pilots. The first bill we're going to take up is Senate Bill 85 extending the state medical board. The intent is to move this bill unless we find some issues. Here to introduce the bill. We'll just have a quick at ease. Record and Mr. Richard Benavides is just in time to introduce Senate Bill 85 for Senator Betty Davis. Welcome to Senate Finance this morning.
Thank you, sir, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead and present the bill and
members of the committee. For my second time in front of you, this is a joy and a just one of the great things about being here. Senate Bill 85 would, for the record, my name is Richard Benavides, staff to Senator Betty Davis, sponsor of Senate Bill 85, would extend the sunset date of the state medical board until June 30th, 2013. And this would be in accordance with the recommendations of the legislative auditor, who has concluded that the state medical board meets all the statutory requirements of public need and should continue to regulate the occupations under its purview. As you know, the board consists of five licensed physicians, one licensed physician's assistant, and two persons with no direct financial interest in the healthcare industry. And the board serves the public interest by establishing the minimum education and work experience requirements that individuals must meet to become licensed physicians, osteopaths, podiatrists, paramedics, and physician assistants. And the board further serves the public interest by investigating complaints against licensed professionals and taking any disciplinary action that may be appropriate at the time. This particular year, we're going to try to extend it to June 30th, 2013, because they've been doing such a wonderful job, and I would ask support for passage of the bill. And I do have the legislative budget and office audit budget office here, and also a member of the Department of Economic and Community Development, or whatever it is that I'm trying to say.
I would like to just go ahead and make just a couple quick notes. There's a new fiscal note prepared by my office. The new note makes a small correction to the previous note midway down. In the estimate of any current year cost section, it should be zero. The legislation has no impact on the current year budget. And the original fiscal note incorrectly listed the 07 amount at 846,000.9.
Thank you, sir.
With that, if there's any initial questions, then we'll bring up some other folks. Senator Dyson.
Yeah, my question might be better answered by other folks. I just would like an answer to the progress on the issue raised by the auditor on the updating the regulations.
Okay, thank you. We will have Pat Davidson, Ledge Audit, come forward. I think she might be better handled. And then we'd also like to have next Mr. Rick Urien from Commerce.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Pat Davidson representing Legislative Audit. To Senator Dyson's question through the chair, other than responding in the report that they were generally supportive of making that regulatory change, I do not know if the board has taken any specific action on that.
And we could get back to Senator Dyson on the answer from the board. What process would facilitate that to make it easy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, if you could get that to my aide, Miles Baker, we'll disperse it out to the members. Seeing no other questions for Ms. Davidson, thank you very much. Mr. Rick Urien.
Now, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Rick Urien. I'm the director of the Division of Corporations, Business, and Professional Licensing. And here today to encourage you to pass the bill out before you. In answer to Senator Dyson's question, the medical board has taken action on the regulations and they're in the process of being adopted.
You go ahead, Senator Dyson.
Any idea when, what their target date is?
I think, if, through the chair, I believe they are before the Department of Law at the present time for review, and then it will be soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Any other questions? Okay. Hearing no other questions, we have nobody offline. Anybody in the audience would like to testify? Come forward and speak your piece. Seeing a fairly sparse crowd this morning. Any final comments by any committee member? Senator Hoffman, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we pass out Senate Bill 85 with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
Okay. And the updated fiscal note?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. We have a motion on the table. Any objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill out of committee. Senate Bill 85 on to the next committee of referral, which actually is the Rules Committee.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. We'll take a quick at ease here. Back on the record. Before us is House Bill 108, extending the Board of Marine Pilots. The intent is to move this bill. With us is Representative Kurt Olson from the other body. And Representative Olson, could you please introduce your staff member along with yourself for the committee, and welcome to Senate Finance.
Well, thank you, Chairman Stedman. For the record, my name is Kurt Olson, representative from House District 33, and with me is Eleanor Wolf, my chief of staff, who is carrying this bill. Basically, this bill extends the sunset to 2013. It's clean. Nothing's been added to it, and I'd like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to testify before the friendliest committee in the building. And I was able to get out of the second friendliest committee to be here, which is House Community and Regional Affairs. So I've really been blessed to have two good meetings today.
Okay, that's it.
You do have, we were unable to locate Mr. Klaus, so we could put him online for questions. We do have Rick Urien here, as you're aware. We have Pat Davidson, as you're aware. Paul Foos does represent the Southwest Marine Pilots, if you have any questions of him. Other than that, we have no backup here.
All right, with that, we'll have Mr. Rick Urien come forward back to the hot seat. And he can defend this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Once again, for the record, my name is Rick Urien. I'm the Director of the Division of Corporations, Business, Professional Licensing, here today to encourage you to pass this bill before you, dealing with Marine Pilots. The board has gone through its audit period with your legislative auditors. They found, made some suggestions. Those suggestions have been followed. I think there were some problems with drug testing programs. Anyhow, the board has already taken action to make the corrections, and we would hope that you would pass the bill.
Thank you. Do we have any questions for the bill sponsor, Senator Dyson?
I noticed that one recommendation was that we extend the drug testing period. It says the legislature should consider clarifying statutes. So what has been done on the drug testing?
To the chair, what happened, I think it was, I'm not sure exactly how the program works, but they have sort of apprentices and pilots, and they were in the mix. There was some question about whether enough people were being tested, and they've made the appropriate corrections so that make sure everybody gets tested, or the number appropriate number of people get tested. All Marine pilots are subject to random testing.
So it says that legislature should consider amending the statute in order to extend mandatory testing to the trainees and apprentice, maybe to the sponsor when he comes back up. I'd like to know if they considered that or you in this bill.
To the chair, I know they are, that is the group that they have put them in the mix, whether it requires some legislation to clarify it. I know they are in the mix for random testing now.
All right, and then the last recommendation was that apparently the investigative function wasn't happening during long absences, and the implication being that unfortunate things that happen are accidents, and they weren't investigated for 6 months. What's going on with
that? The chair, there was one incident that happened and we had a change in our Marine pilot coordinator vacated the position, and we had a new person come on board. So during that period of time, there was something that, although I think it faults me, frankly, in the report as the director, I was not even aware that the case existed. But the case has been taken care of, and there was no harm done. But there was some lag time that shouldn't have happened, but it was because we were in a transitional period.
And I assume then that if we ever have that person missing in the future, that responsibility devolves down to someone else who can make it happen?
Yes, the chair of that, where our chief investigator in the Anchorage office is now more on top of the cases that come before the Marine pilots, and it would be taken care of.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Dyson. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. These drug tests that go on, I'm assuming it's a random consortium that they are a member of?
Yes, sir.
And how often do you test them? And what are you just doing a urine test, or are you also doing a blood test?
To the chair, I'm not sure of the actual testing, how they do it or who does it.
Okay. And this includes all Marine pilots?
Yes, sir.
Including the ones that are on the Alaska Marine Highway System?
No, sir. We don't control the people who work for the state. We're talking about the private enterprise.
Okay.
I'm not sure what they do in the Marine.
One last question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
How many violations and how many type of disciplinary actions have been taken by this board within the last year, within the last 4 years for that matter?
Oh, we have an ongoing case right now that's been dragging out for a long period of time. When you get lawyers involved, things seem to take a long time. Mm-hmm. There have not been very many actions. Probably, since I've been on board, I can maybe think of three.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Do we have any other comments? Do we have anybody in the audience who'd like to speak? We're having a pretty late work day today here, so we'll take it when we can get it. And the fiscal note seems to be in order. We looked at that. If there's no further questions from the committee members, can we get a motion, Senator Hoffman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we pass out House Bill 108, Labor and Commerce, with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
We have a motion on the table. Do we have objection? Seeing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill on to the next committee or referral.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, thank you. Thanks for coming. That pretty much concludes the agenda for today. I appreciate everybody coming on time. And tomorrow at 9 a.m., we're going to hear Senate Bill 5, Failure to Report Crimes. We are working diligently to try to bring back the Fix-It Bill on PERS and TERS to try to take action on that. Senator Elton is working up an amendment. He's going to get with my office on that when he has that in written form. And the chairman has a meeting with the administration on the cost share bill this afternoon. We're trying to come up with some modifications on that. So,
which bill?
The cost share of PERS.
Oh, yeah.
And so if there's any input that any of the members would like to make, we're going to try to bring that back sooner than later, so we could work on that bill and get it moving along before we have our budget bills and capital budget and the GL sitting on top of us. So with that, thanks everybody for coming. Meeting adjourned.